And good morning and welcome to Dr. PPR. I'm your host, Henry Markin. Happy Friday. Oh, shit. I forgot to say this isn't Dr. Pepper or Dr. Pee-Pee. You get it, right? I think you get it. That this is not Dr. Pepper, the fucking carbonated drink, and this is definitely not Dr. Pee-Pee. I don't even know what that show would look like. Thank you for sticking through all the ads, folks. Really, I mean it. It's cool to see advertising. And if you survive the ads, you can definitely survive this show. This can be really quick episode. Happy Friday, October 6th, or maybe not so happy Friday if you played against DJ Moore or Justin Fields or both. That probably means it's the week is already over for you in fantasy football. You may just be better off hanging out with your family and getting those hours in, you know, just saying, oh, I'll sacrifice football this week. You and I both know you're probably done. No, there's still plenty you can do. There's plenty of week left. Someone else could go off, and I will tell you who will go off in a few minutes. But before we get on with that, again, happy Friday. Thank you for joining. I got my my Miller Lite shirt on underneath the doctor gear because my name is Henry, and I like to party. Hot rod, anybody? No? Yeah. It's that's sort of like where all my dialogue comes from, like those movies. It's like the movies from, I think it was like Anchorman till, it's like Anchorman and 40-Year-Old Virgin to about the other guys. That's where all of my dialogue, like my speaking dialogue just comes from 2003 to 2010 comedy movies, because that's like upper echelon of like comedy, I think. I think all those movies, everything in between is just going to live forever. And we're never going to see stuff like that again because everyone and their mom decided to make a podcast like me. Oh, okay. Back to fantasy football. So yeah, really tough go. If you had to play against DJ Moore, you were probably worried from the jump. I mean, the guy had over 100 yards in the first quarter. You're like, okay, this isn't going to be good. And if he ended the game with his first quarter stats, it was like 137, three catches, 50-yard bomb, a touchdown. Like, you would be like, damn it. Okay, well, we have some work to do over the weekend. But no, he got another touchdown, and then he got one more, exceeding 200 yards. Oh, my God, that's like the worst thing ever. I mean, you're expecting these Thursday night games, especially while Amazon's been covering them, to be somewhat of barn burners, right? I mean, that's sort of been the meme. It's like, oh, the Broncos play the Colts, and it was a shootout, 16-10, featuring two safeties. Like, that was crazy. Fireworks. I kind of saw that coming. I'm not going to – I saw DJ Moore coming for sure. DJ Moore is a fantastic receiver. And it's just a matter of, can Justin Fields get him the ball? Like, you saw in preseason, like a simple wide receiver screen, and DJ Moore housed that for like, what, 80, 90 yards? And everyone was losing their minds about Justin Fields, like putting the MVP tickets in and all that stuff. I kind of bought the hype with Fields. You know, I obviously know what he can do as a runner. I saw some throws that he made last night that were so good, but I also saw the throws. I was like, yeah, that's why I'm not buying him and the Bears. But I've never lost sight in DJ Moore. I think DJ Moore just, you know, is as good as when Justin Fields can quite literally put the ball in his hands. And then when he gets the ball, he's incredible. Justin Fields may be turning the corner here. This happened last year around the same time. I think the Bears were just as miserable. No, the Bears won one game last year. They beat the Niners against Trey Lance, and then they were kind of on a slide, and then they sort of got hot for three or four games where they were, you know, absolute shootouts with the other teams, and then they went on this losing streak that went until literally the day before yesterday. The Bears are now 1-4. I said earlier this week their Bears season is done. I'm going to take that back. I think the Lions last year started off 1-6, maybe 1-5. And then they finished up around 9-8, barely missing the playoffs. I think if the Bears can just at least compete in their division and beat the teams like if they win these games, like if they go to Washington and win at Washington and, you know, correct the course and Fields plays like that and your defense shows up, but yeah, you could beat anybody in the league. If when Fields plays like that, you could beat anybody in the league. But, you know, they didn't against the Chiefs. He looked like a high school quarterback. He looked like a junior varsity quarterback the week before when he drilled his O lineman in the back of the head. I'm going to remove the pin from that statement that the Bears are done. The Bears aren't done. The Bears are maybe done. There. That's my diagnosis. My bedside manner is pretty bad as of late. The Bears are maybe done. You need something a little less than a miracle because you still have to think about the Lions and, you know, but the wild card may be a little bit more wide open than we imagine. And now the Bears have a week and some change to prepare. They could be 2-4 by the end of next week, and then 3-4, and then 4-4. And then boom, you're competing with the Falcons for mediocrity to get that wild card spot to then just get destroyed by whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know. Okay. I like to keep these episodes short. You know, that's kind of all the recap I have from last night. I don't think if you have Brian Robinson, you know, Terry McLaurin, those guys will bounce back. Washington will bounce back. That's two in a row for them. It was a short week. Definitely play them next week, but that's besides the point. Okay. On to the main event. If you played against DJ Moore and Justin Fields, as I mentioned earlier, you are probably thinking this fantasy football week is over and might be a good weekend to hang out with the family, you know, to build up some credit, get some hours in. Well, not necessarily the case. You still have a chance, and I'm going to go through the entire slate of NFL games. Well, most of the slate of guys that you should play, should bench, and a couple of guys you could pick up, make some last minute moves. And these are all correct, by the way. These are all going to be correct because I'm a doctor. But because we're on time, I'm going to get through them very, very efficiently. Speed round. I'm going to be like an efficient surgeon right here. Folks, let's get surgical. Are you ready? Okay. One more deep breath. Hang on. Here we go. If you have any Bills players playing on Sunday in London against Jacksonville, do not start them unless his name is Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs, because Jacksonville will probably eat up on the Bills. Jacksonville's been there for over 2 weeks, and now they're dialed. They're ready to go. I like Jags to win outright. Play Jacksonville Jaguars players. Greenlight them all. Kirk, Ridley, Lawrence, Etienne, play them. Play them, play them. Evan Engram, play them. They're playing. If you have a Bengals player on your bench, God, start him. They are going to light up Arizona. Burrow will throw for at least 320 yards. Mixon's going to have a good game. You should have traded for Mixon. You should have traded for T. Higgins. You should have traded for Jamar Chase. Burrow and the Bengals are going to be back, and this week they'll prove it. Play Isaiah Pacheco against Minnesota. He's probably have another decent game, but bench Alexander Mattison because he's going to run into quite literally a bunch of walls, and he may fumble again, and I don't think the Vikings are very good. But the Vikings could win because the Chiefs aren't that good, but it won't be because Alexander Mattison's doing a goddamn thing. Bench Drake London. God. Do not play Drake London. Ugh, this makes me sick to think about it. Start David Montgomery. Bench Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm so sorry if you got Jahmyr Gibbs thinking he's going to do anything right now. He won't. Play Montgomery because I don't know what Gibbs. Gibbs must have like spit in Dan Campbell's coffee. Do not play Jahmyr Gibbs. Play Montgomery if you're in that conundrum. Do not involve yourself with Gibbs. Definitely start CJ Stroud. Please start Nico Collins. Those guys are tearing things up. They will destroy Atlanta. It won't even be close. And Houston will be back on the map for more things than just James Harden and strip clubs. If he is healthy, play Debo Samuel on Sunday night and definitely play George Kittle because they will both eat up against Dallas. They love playing Dallas. I hate Dallas. They hate Dallas. They will destroy Dallas. Bench Ramondre Stevenson because the Patriots are meh. They're playing the Saints, and I really don't think Stevenson's going to do anything. It might be a Zeke game. It also could be a Mac Jones I'm back game, or it could be another game that Bill Belichick purposely loses because they're secretly tanking for Caleb Williams. That is a theory that I had earlier in the week, and I think that theory will come true in the next 6 or 7 weeks. I said it first on Dr. PPR and No Filter Network before Pardon My Take takes it and usually makes $1 million with advertising revenue. I said it first. Play Zach Moss for the Colts. I know Jonathan Taylor's coming back. They will both do well. It's not going to be exactly Taylor's job because Zach Moss kind of held the fort in place while Taylor was gone and there's ownership issues. Please play both if you have them or an opportunity to do both. They'll both do fine. Start Adam Thielen. The guy proves himself that he still got it. Old dog can learn new tricks, and he's definitely got it. Speaking of new dogs, Garrett Wilson, somewhat new, back on the scene. The Jets are taking off, kind of. Play him. He's the only Jet you're allowed to play. Do not play Breece Hall because I don't know what the hell's going on with their run game, but I think Zach Wilson's got one more tiny thing to prove after Rodney Harrison talked a whole bunch of shit on Sunday night to him. Please play Garrett Wilson. Nobody else in the chance. Bench George Pickens. The Steelers are frauds. He's going to be wearing a straitjacket the whole game against the Ravens. Do not, for all that is holy, every God, do not play George Pickens, because Kenny Pickett is not very good and they're frauds and the Steelers are just meh. Be ready to play Cam Akers if Kyron Williams is not available to play, because I bet you the running game will be back on track. The Rams are fighting for something. They're trying to get back to where they were, and running is important. The Bills don't run the ball, so do not play anybody on the Bills not named Diggs or Allen, but you can play Cam Akers if Kyron Williams is out. If you have Dak Prescott, it's going to be a long game for you. I advise you to not start Dak Prescott. Maybe play Jordan Love on Monday night if you're in a quarterback pinch, but if you're playing Dak Prescott, he's going against the 49ers on Sunday night. He'd be lucky to get 8 fantasy points, but the Cowboys also suck, and I hate the Cowboys, and there's no reason to play any Cowboy in the 49ers Sunday night game, because that game will be over before it begins. How'd I do? Remember, I'm a doctor, so all those calculations have to be correct. Okay? Oh, God, I still got it. I'm like red in the face now. Could you imagine if I actually did a surgery like that? Like, that's why people's ACLs just re-tear, because doctors are just like, you know, doing reboots and green lighting. Like, they're doing more surgeries than movies are doing sequels. They're just pumping them out. Just like, yeah, I got a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock. Nothing. Okay, that's kind of it, folks. It's a quicker episode today. These are more fantasy football player locks. I don't want to get into the betting locks. We have too many guys that are betting on our network, and everyone nowadays thinks they're a professional handicapper, and they're not. No one's as professional as Vegas, because Vegas is still building skyscrapers. So even the guys on my network that are saying, oh, I got this pick, you could listen to them, fade them, tail them. It's all game in the game. These are locks, though, because I'm a doctor. Fantasy football is different than sports betting, because there's actually science in here. I have a degree in fantasy football. We're still waiting for it to get printed out and get put on the wall, but it's coming. Okay? Thank you for joining me today, folks. It's a really quick episode. I like to keep these quick on Fridays because I have a lot of patience coming in, but not a lot of patience. And you do too, I imagine. This is a very quick episode. So this is kind of it. All right. Remember, eat your vegetables, get plenty of rest, and always listen to your doctor. Have a great weekend. Refer this episode and episodes earlier in the week if there are guys you can still pick up from my prescriptions episode. But I wish you the best of luck. I really do. Yeah, this is the week to kind of get back on track. If you're 0-4 going into this week, you need to listen to this podcast. If you're 1-3, you should. If you're 2-2, but if you lose and you're 0-4 and you're 0-5, your season's done. There's like, I'm gonna tell you that the only thing I can help you is not get last place, but you're not winning shit. All right, ciao.